Migrant doctors who are already in the country are worried they will be overlooked as Health New Zealand tries to attract more international doctors. Around 80 doctors who have graduated from medical schools overseas say they can't get the hospital internships they need to be fully fledged practitioners here. Meanwhile, workforce shortages continue to plague the sector. Soumya Bamadipati reports.
Isha graduated from a medical school in China in 2012. She's been in New Zealand since 2015 and passed the registration exam here 2 years later. The 5 years that have followed have been increasingly heartbreaking as her dream of being a doctor fades away. Isha says she couldn't get a first-year supervised role because of a lack of positions, and her registration has now expired.
Throughout, not even a single day has gone by without me not thinking where I am professionally. My everyday job involves working with a doctor, so how would I feel knowing that I could be that? I could be this, but I'm never even given an opportunity.
John Igbuji has been luckier. He graduated from the Philippines and got a supervised position 4 months after passing the exam, but he says that's unusual. He says there shouldn't be so many hoops to jump through, especially when candidates can prove they've had previous experience.
There's also an English requirement. So in addition to passing the theoretical exam, which I should add is in English, you actually have to sit a separate English examination, regardless of what you've done prior. So prior to sitting the exam, I had lived in New Zealand. I had taught at Auckland Medical School and at Otago Medical School.
John Igbuji says it isn't uncommon for migrant doctors to teach at New Zealand medical schools, only to be overlooked for supervised positions in favour of their students, who have preference as local graduates. The Health Minister, Andrew Little, recently announced a suite of initiatives aimed at bringing in more international doctors to help address the workforce pressures. But Auckland doctor and co-founder of the Middle Eastern, Latin American and African Advisory Group, Carolyn Providence, says there's concern that the new arrivals will leapfrog those already here.
We're not hearing anything at all for the doctors who have already been in New Zealand. These are doctors who have passed the NZRX exams. They're now deemed to be at a level that is competent and equal to those who come from a comparable medical pathway, because that is the function of the clinical exam.
Dr. Providence says there needs to be a clear pathway for overseas graduates to progress into the internships, and the government needs to be more transparent about its plans. Health New Zealand says it understands the challenges doctors from non-comparable health systems face, but says it's piloting two programs to support them. Te Whatu Ora says one has 10 positions available, but those who complete it will still need to get a supervised position. The other program will target people who want to specialise in general practice, but will also only take up to 10 candidates. Health New Zealand says it's still working on the details of the schemes, including the selection process and criteria.